Welcome to our 12th Sunday of the Pentecost Worship Podcast, the Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin, and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. August 28, 2022, this is Pastor Olana. We begin in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us known your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth and teach us. For you are God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleans us from all sins. Let us confess our sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to abundant mercy, blot our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold with us a willing spirit. Amen. Now receives absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on all of us, and through Jesus' work has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith instilled in us by the Holy Spirit, we know and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Indeed, if the Son set us free, we are free. We are sure that He hears us if we ask Him for anything that is according to His will. He hears us whenever we ask Him. And since we know this is true, we also know that He gives us what we ask from Him. Now let us praise the Lord.
To God our glory and peace to Let us pray. O Lord of grace and mercy, teach us by your Holy Spirit to follow the example of your Son in true humility, that we may be with all the temptation of the devil, and with pure heart and minds avoid ungodly pride. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 2 through 10. It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has materials for a vessel. Take away the wicked from the presence of the king, and a throne will be established in righteousness. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence, or stand in the place of the great. For it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to put lawyer in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what you will do in the end, when your neighbor puts you to shame, argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring your shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks to be God. A reading from the Hebrew chapter 13 is our epistle reading. Let brotherly love continue, do not neglect to show hostility to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember those who are in prison, and though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you are also in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let marriage be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from love, and be content with what you have, for he said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear, and what can man do to me?" Remember your leaders who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of the way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, which have no benefit those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to it. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest, a sacrifice for sin, are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach and endure. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips and the acknowledging his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for what would be for no advantage to you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks to be God.
These things are written that you may be.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. On Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of Pharisees, they were watching carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had leprosy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers of the Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into the well on a Sabbath, they will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited. When he noticed how they chose a place of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor. Let someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with the shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they have also invited you in return and be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks to be God."
Let your word to me come near. Newborn life and spirit give me. Let each promise still my fear. Death's red power its inward strife wars against your word of life. Fill me, Lord, with love's strong fervor, that I cling to you forever. Let me
A blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stillman with a Bible study for the Epistle Lesson for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. But first, let's begin with prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for making our saving relationship with you possible through your Son, Jesus Christ. O Holy Spirit, continue working faith in our hearts as we hear your word, as we believe it, and obey it. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. This week we conclude our series of readings from the letter to the Hebrews. Having heard about the heroes of faith in chapter 11, we have been encouraged to be steadfast in our faith in God through Jesus Christ. Then in chapter 12, we were encouraged to be self-disciplined. Today, we are encouraged to practice our faith in various ways. And we'll hear that now as we read Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never fail you nor forsake you. Hence we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their faith and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse or strange teachings, for it is well that the heart be strengthened by grace, not by foods, which have not benefited their adherents. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin, those animals are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate of Jerusalem in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp and bear the abuse he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city which is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as men who will have to give account. Let them do this joyfully and not sadly, for that would be of no advantage to you. Thus far the reading. I think the last chapter of Hebrews is aptly called Concluding Encouragements and Admonitions. Dr. Martin Fronsman summarizes the chapter in this way. The first set of admonitions encourages the readers to continue in true love, love with hospitality, in other words, having love for brothers in the family of God, both the known and near, as well as those far from away. Also, to have true love for the ill-treated, to have an active and sympathetic love for the prisoner or the persecuted. And finally, the pure love which is in marriage, a pure conjugal love. The threat of God's judgment upon those who violate the sanctity of wedded love provides the transition to the warning against false love, that is, love of money, which is mistrust and unbelief toward God, who has promised his help in all situations for us. And then this is followed by a series of admonitions, which includes two concerning leaders in the church. The first admonition, and the longest, verses 7 through 16, deals with leaders dead, but who spoke the word of God. The second admonition in verse 17 concerns our present leaders and their pastoral function as men keeping watch over our souls. Having briefly summarized some of the thoughts of this reading, let's move on to some specific things in this chapter. Each of the admonitions can be related to one of the Ten Commandments. For instance, the admonition that reads, "Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you also are in the body." That relates to Commandment 5, and Martin Luther explained that commandment in this way, "Help and befriend him in every bodily way." Or then we have another admonition, which reads, "Through him," that is, through Jesus, "let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name." That could be Commandment 3. And Luther explained that commandment in this way. He said, "We should not despise preaching or his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it." If someone were to ask you, as you read this chapter, which verse have you heard before, or what do you suppose is the most quoted verse of this chapter, what would you say? I'd say it was verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This confession of the changeless Christ is no doubt related to the preceding verse, where we are told that we are to remember our leaders, those who spoke the word of God to us. As we remember, as we do this, we are to consider the outcome of their lives and imitate their life and faith. The substance of their former leaders' faith was the unchanging Christ. Whether it was yesterday, probably the days of Christ's life on earth when the eyewitnesses observed him, or whether it was today, the Christ whom the eyewitnesses saw is still the same today, and what they had said about him in their day was still true for us in our day, or finally, Christ forever. It will always be true. To compromise the absolute supremacy of Jesus Christ, who ascended to the right hand of the Father, and then returned to the Old Testament with its priests and sacrifices, that would undermine the gospel. And the pure heart of the gospel is then stated in these words. "So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood." As God's people today, by faith in Jesus Christ, we have been sanctified, that is, declared holy with the forgiveness of our sins, which was purchased by the blood Jesus shed on the cross. The admonitions of this reading began with the encouragement to us, who have been sanctified by the Holy Spirit, to live our lives like we have been sanctified, and in that sanctified life to be content. The sin opposed to this grace of contentment is covetousness, an over-eager desire for the wealth of this world, with envy of those who have more than we have ourselves. Instead of that covetousness, we have treasures waiting for us in heaven, so we can be content here with the simple and the needed things that we have. The true believer has the gracious presence of God with them in life, at death, and forever. No one can do anything against God, and God can make all that people do against him or his people to turn to the good of his people. Let's pray about this. Gracious and loving God, you have sanctified us in our faith in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, by the working of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen our faith and help us remain faithful to you, so that we can continue doing what is right, imitating our leaders before us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
upright spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Let us confess our true Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
Let us confess our confession in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into heaven, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
May God bestow on us His grace with blessings rich provide.